Under the Mistletoe by Kesa Hocklin, read by Cookie Mom 6067. Of all the people, he would have suspected Pooch. Pooch would have thought it was funny making him dance. Roke would have done it out of pure spite, or maybe boredom with their antics. Ellie would definitely have made the list. She knew or thought she knew something anyway. Even little Janie might have done it. He wouldn't have been upset if it had been her, though. But Clay. He wouldn't have believed it if Clay hadn't done it right in front of him. He'd come in with a thing in his hand, made him stand up to take the chair he'd been sitting on, and used it to staple the abomination to the ceiling. It wasn't until Clay called, "Jensen!" in that sing-song tone of voice, though, that Cougar realized he was in trouble. As Jensen pounded down the steps, Clay gave Cougar a lazy salute and slipped out the front door. "Fucker," Cougar muttered. "What's up?" Jensen asked, of course, walking right into the center of the room, standing under the mistletoe like there was an X marks the spot on the floor. Cougar rolled his eyes so hard they hurt. "Where's Clay?" Jensen looked around as if Clay would pop out from behind the couch or something. "Clay!" Still, Jensen didn't move, didn't do anything other than look at Cougar. "Cougs? Clay did just call me, right?" Cougar sighed and pointed at the ceiling. He watched as Jensen's gaze went up and up and up, and then he suddenly turned pink. Starting at the part of his chest Cougar could see above the crew neck of his t-shirt, and creeping up his neck and then onto his face. "Cougar?" Jensen's gaze came back down to stare at Cougar. Cougar debated leaving his hat down low enough to shade his eyes, but Jensen still wasn't moving. It was like he was glued to the spot, and Cougar could see his pulse thrumming at the base of his throat. He was nervous or excited or both, but he wasn't moving and he wasn't talking. Not really. Not Jensen style. Cougar raised the brim of his hat, staring back at Jensen, not flinching, even though he thought he might want to throw up in a minute. "Cougar?" Jensen asked again. And of course now he was going to move and Cougar would be off the hook, which was not at all what Cougar wanted. He put his hand up to keep Jensen from moving, taking off his hat and smoothing his hair down. He set the hat on the corner of the couch and crossed the three steps to the center of the room. "Merry Christmas," he said, putting his hand on the back of Jensen's neck and pulling him down for a kiss. It was sweet and warm, Jensen's only reaction a surprised puff of breath against Cougar's face, before he got on board and put his hands on Cougar's shoulders, gripping tightly. Cougar leaned forward a little more, fitting himself into Jensen's space and tilting his head for a better angle, opening his mouth and encouraging Jensen into doing the same. Jensen did, and Cougar coaxed him into the kiss, nipping at his lips until Jensen's tongue came out to play. Jensen's hands moved up to Cougar's jaw, and all pretense of holding back was gone. Jensen pulling Cougar forward until there was no room between their bodies, stopping only when he was too out of breath to do anything but pull apart enough to rest his forehead on Cougar's. "Holy shit," Jensen whispered. To himself, Cougar was sure, because he knew exactly where Jensen's brain mouth filter ended, and it was just half an inch back from the no self-preservation line. Cougar let his hands drop, giving Jensen the room to move, to freak out, to do whatever it is he thought should come next. He waited.
"Look, Uncle Jake,"
Janie said, and Cougar and Jensen turned in unison to stare at her. She was standing in the entryway arch, surrounded by their family, Ellie and Pooch and Jolene and Clay and Aisha, all grinning at them with amusement or exasperation or both in their eyes.
"Cougar's under the mistletoe now," Janie finished.
Cougar looked up to see the twig directly above his head. He raised an eyebrow and shrugged, bracing himself as soon as Jensen so much as twitched. It was only a few inches, but Jensen fell into the kiss hard, and Cougar was there to catch him. The end.